Hello exam seekers, I'm Patty and today I bring some new content for you. Today the topic is exams versus tests. What are the differences? Have you ever found yourself saying that you plan on taking the CPE test or the CELT exam? It feels weird, right? Is this how we should call them? I mean, do you know the difference between exams and tests? I've seen so many people looking for certification but not really knowing which one to take or study because they don't know their meanings. So today, I'm going to clarify the differences between exams, tests, courses, and certificates for you to understand what you're getting into. First of all, both exams and tests evaluate the student's knowledge in a series of questions which, by the end of them, will grant the candidates a result or a grade. Therefore, in most cases, they are synonyms. They differ mainly in one aspect. An exam is more formal than a test. What is an assessment? Since I'm going to use this word a lot here today, I thought that it would be nice to clarify its meaning first. So, according to Cambridge Dictionary, assessment is an opinion or a judgment about someone or something that someone has thought about carefully. There are other similar meanings for the same word, like the process of testing and making a judgment about someone's knowledge, ability, skills, etc. Or the act of judging or deciding the amount, value, quality, or importance of something, or the judgment or decision that is made. Therefore, when we talk about assessment in the ELT world, we think about Cambridge Assessment, one of the three exam boards from Cambridge, which formed the Cambridge Assessment Group, a non-teaching department of the University of Cambridge that contributed to the development of the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages, the CEFR. The standard used around the world to benchmark language skills. So, we are talking here about a judgment about someone to test people based on the CEFR. People usually take English tests and exams to be recognized according to the CEFR. So, what is a test? It is a type of assessment that is mostly done with a series of questions. It can differ in form or format, but when you are taking a test, it has the same layout from the first question to the last. With a test, you can assess the knowledge level of students, and it is usually given by teachers to adjust a course material according to the results. It also provides pointers to indicate which parts of the material aren't clear for the students and where they need extra attention to pass a final exam. Some examples are diagnostic test, formative test, objective test, progress test, placement test, subjective test, summative test, and others. What is an exam? It is a type of assessment that is mostly done with a series of questions that usually differ in form and format. When you are taking an exam with 50 questions, they typically have different formats. So you can have, for instance, questions 1 to 10, multiple choice, questions 11 to 20, gap fill, and etc. With an exam, you are assessing the knowledge of students in several capacities. The result, in the end, makes the student pass or fail an examination for which they are graded. Some examples are the Cambridge exams, the CPE or the C2 proficiency, the CAE or the C1 advanced, the FCE or B2 first, the PAT or B1 preliminary, the CAT or A2 key, and the others. Written exams, and oral exams, for instance. So, now, what is the difference between an exam and a test? Now that you know what is a test and what is an exam, let's understand the differences between them. The biggest difference between an exam and a test is that the exam would be a formal test. In a school, you give your students several types of assessment in form of tests that aren't all graded. To place students in a classroom according to their level, a placement test. To evaluate their progress after each unit by asking questions, progress test, etc. By the end of each semester or year, you give them a formal evaluation that is graded and tests their every skill. This is an exam. Test is a tool to measure the knowledge level of students and adjust learning materials. You can give your students several tests throughout a year. Exam tells if a student passed or failed a class or a course. If you fail, you have to retake it until you pass. What is a course? When you talk about tests and exams, more often than not, the word course comes attached to them. So, what is a course? According to Cambridge Dictionary, it is a set of classes or a plan of study on a particular subject, usually leading to an exam or qualification. However, for some exams, you don't necessarily need to enroll in a course to pass. You can study by yourself to take them. On the other hand, there are some examinations which are challenging enough and it would be interesting to study beforehand. I'm not talking exactly about these kinds of courses, though. I am talking about courses for teaching development. Some examples are the CELTA course, the CELTA-P and the CELTA-S, the iCELTA or the DELTA. They don't assess your level of knowledge. They evaluate a teacher's development throughout the entire course. Therefore, you cannot simply enroll, sit for a test exam, and get your grades and certificate. It is not a one-sitting thing and you're done with it. It usually takes several days or weeks and you might take some tests or exams while you are taking a course. The examples I mentioned are the type of courses that take a lot of studying and several weeks or months to conclude. After different types of input sessions and assessments, you will be awarded a grade and a certificate, if you are successful in them. So, what is a certificate? As I mentioned, after going through these tests, exams, and courses, if you do not fail at them, you will be awarded a certification, which is a piece of paper provided by these examination centers certifying what you accomplished. It can come with shields or a grade, but it usually comes with the description of the exam, test, course you've taken, the scores and scales, and the date and place you've taken them. Whatever you do, if it is a test, an exam, or a course, that's what you're looking for at the end. An official document as proof that something has happened or has been done and achieved. Well, I hope I have cleared some questions here. But if you still have some more questions, you can go to the blog exam-seekers.com or examseekers.wordpress.com and leave a comment there. You can also leave a comment here, as I figured, but I don't know yet how to do that. Anyways, that's it for today. Please share this episode with the others and don't forget to follow the blog on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thanks again for listening to me and see you next time. Bye-bye.